ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಭಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಭಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಭಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಭಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಕ್ಷಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರವನ ಕ್ಷಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ जय जय प्रभुपा 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 जय जय प्रभुपा जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय विश्वपाद ब्रह्मान सब विजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सदस्य श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन पौंडाचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जीवन विश्वपाद परमहंस प्रवेदिकाचार्य स्तोत्र सदस्य श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत श्री सुगुसामराज प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोड़ी वैष्णववृंद की नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गौज श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधाकृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप धाम की द्वारका धाम की जगन्नाथ धाम की गंगामय यमुनामय भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ग्लोरीज ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तदो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन श्लाघ्य चक्षुर्मीलितमयेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भुगले श्रीमज्जपदा गोस्वामी विनामने नमाचार्य पादाने तेकपापदाने गोगदा दामदाय नगरग्राम कारणे नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भुगले श्रीमति भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी विनामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑल ऑफ यू मे हैव दर्शन ऑफ गुरु ऐरपन So today we'll discuss something about Guru Ayyarappan, the Lord of the Universe, the Lord of Guru Ayyar. It's so wonderful that now we have such wonderful Vedic culture all over India. Everywhere different lordships are there, like in Tamil Nadu, Ranganath is there, in Kerala, Guru Ayyarappan. And in Trivandrum, Ananda Padmanabha Temple. And in Karnataka, we have Udupi. Then in Maharashtra, Vitthala. So I know only up to there. Beyond that, I know only the Himalayan areas. So other states, I'm not so sure. But we have such wonderful culture that so. It all shows that Krishna Bhakti was so prominent. If you look at all those great poets of those eras, they were all writing poetries about the Supreme Lord. So today's children, they are all, I know many of the music which learn is Carnatic music and Hindustan, but many Krishna songs are there. So culturally, many of these temples are integral to the people of that particular state. But unfortunately, nowadays, you know, the culture is deteriorating. But still, there are, you know, we can see that compared to the previous generation, the current generation is little more serious in taking up bhakti. That's how I see it. Rather than our generation, the next generation is more interested in bhakti. So when we hear about Guru Ayur and Guru Ayurappan, you know, we hear a number of devotees associated with Guru Ayurappan. How many Keralites are here? Good number. Okay. So sometimes, you know, the story or, you know, we narrate, there may be slight variation here and there. You know, different books, slight variations will be there. I was reading two books, but, you know, slight variations are there. So never mind, but we know the essence of it. So we have, in connection with Lord of Guru Ayurappa or Lord of Guru Ayur, many prominent names we will hear. The one of the main name which we hear is, every week we have Malayalam class and we recite Narayaniyam. So Melpathur Narayana Bhattadiri is there. Then Pundanam, Kuru Ramma, Villamangala, Manjula, and of late musician Yeshudas Music Guru, what is his name? Chembai Vaidyanath Bhagavata. They are all quite connected to Guru Ayur. So since we recite every week Narayaniyam, we will talk only about little bit about Melpathur Bhattadiri, and others we can discuss. If it comes in between, we'll discuss a little bit. So Melpathur was actually a very great pundit, and his guru's name was Achyuta Pisharadi. And this Achyuta Pisharadi, he was suffering from paralysis. And this Melpathur Narayana Bhattadiri, he prayed that, "My dear Lord, I will suffer from paralysis. Let my guru be saved." So ultimately, Melpathur was affected by paralysis. Try to understand, he was only around 25, 26 year old at that time, not old. So he was affected by paralysis. Then he went to Guru Ayur temple and started praying to the Lord that, "My dear Lord, please save me from this." So some of you must have heard the name Eduthachan. Okay. Eduthachan, he is the one who wrote Ramayanam in simple Malayalam language. So Melpathur is contemporary of Eduthachan. So he sent a message to Eduthachan that, "Let me know, what should I do to come out of this paralysis?" Then Eduthachan sent a message back: Start with serving fish. Start with serving fish. In Malayalathil parayunnathu, meen kootu thodanga, alle? Meen kootu thodanga. So what? So actually, we may think in different ways, but Melpathur understood it properly. So what he meant was, you should start, you know, writing with the fish incarnation of the Lord. Okay. So that then Melpathur, he started writing this great book called Narayaniyam. actually a little bit condensed form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in Narayaniyam there are 100 dashakas. Dasha means 10. One dashaka means there will be 10 verses in that. Sometimes it is not exactly 10, it may be 11, 12, like that. Mostly around 10. So every day he will write one dashaka. And like that, he wrote 100 days. So 100 dashaka means how many verses? Around 1000 verses he wrote. And only 100th day, he had darshan of the Supreme Lord. So that is what, you know, we recite every Thursday, Keshadipadam. Keshadipadam means starting from Kesha up to Padam. So little brief how this Narayana Bhattadiri could see Krishna. He is explaining because he has seen Krishna. And then he has written how he has seen Krishna. So he says, I am seeing a very beautiful bluish light which defeats the beauty of a thick array of Kalea flowers. Kalea flower must be blue. I haven't seen the flower, but it must be bluish flower. And thick array means it's very beautiful. So that bluish light is so beautiful. And seeing that light, in the center of that light, that bluish light, there standing a boy in his budding youth. Budding youth means, you know, like 11, 12, like that. Budding youth. And he is surrounded by Narada and all the Upanishads personified. Means all the Upanishads took a form. And they are all standing surrounding this boy and praying. And then he started explaining about the beauty of this boy. You know, he is having curly hair, decorated with a peacock feather, and he is having a broad forehead like that of half moon, lotus eyes. Then he is having shark shaped earrings, fish, like a fish. And that those earrings are glittering, and the light of that earrings, which is glittering, is falling on his cheeks, and wonderful reddish lips, and the tooth is like jasmine buds, and he is playing on the flute, and his nails are also glittering. And that light is falling on his flute, like that wonderful explanation. Up to, you know, his neck is also explained, chest, abdomen, up to the feet. He's explained so wonderfully by Narayana Bhattadiri. So this is what Narayaniyam. We will recite the first verse of Narayaniyam, very first. And then the last two verses which we generally recite on Thursdays. The first verse, I think some may be familiar, some may not be. And then we will imagine that we read all the Narayaniyam, you know? The first one and the last two. So the first one I'll recite, those who know probably can. So this is the second one and verse one, where he is glorifying the Supreme Lord and he is telling with different decorative words like Sandrananda, condensed bliss, Avabodhatmagam, he is supreme conscious, he is without any comparison, he is totally free, and innumerable scriptures are describing about him, but still he is Aspashta. Aspashta means? No, he cannot be so easily realized. And there are much more. And then at the end he says, that great Supreme Personality is standing here in Guruvayur as Guruvayurappan. Then he says, how fortunate are those people who are taking the darshan of that Guruvayurappan. That's the first verse. So I'll just try to recite that.
Sandra-ananda-vabodhatma-gamanupamitam kala-desha-vadibhyam nirmuktam nityamuktam nigama-sada-sahasrena nirbhasyamanam aspashtam dushtamatre punaruru-purushartatmagam brahma-tattvam tattva-bhadhi-sakshat Guru Pavana Purapate Kanda Bhagyam Jananam.
So it's a word which Bhattadiri is starting with. Now basically I wanted today's class is about what is happening in a day in Guruvayur. You know, right from early morning, we'll see how far we can finish. Now it's already half the time is over. Little bit about the history of this deity, which is very special. And it says that this deity of Guruvayurappan is created by Lord Vishnu himself. Just before the creation, Lord Vishnu presented this deity to Brahma. So Brahma was worshipping this deity, and then later on, Brahma passed this deity to King Sutapa and wife Prishni. And they were worshipping this deity. And then they prayed for a son like the Supreme Lord. So no one can be a son like Supreme Lord. It says that some place it says that they said three times, and another place they say, you know, it says that they said four times, like that. So ultimately, this Sutapa and Prishni, they had the son, who is the Supreme Lord, as first as Prishni Garbha. Then again they came as Kashyapa and Aditi, the Sutapa and Prishni. Came as Kachyapa and Aditi. Then who is the son? Vamanadeva. Then some places Lord Ram is mentioned, some places not. Okay. So if it is Lord Ram, then Kausalya and Dasharatha. Then Lord Krishna. Vasudeva and Devaki. Somewhere, you know, Prabhupada was telling in one of the lectures that they prayed that they want a son like God. You know, Prabhupada was telling how, you know, they could not get much of the association of Krishna. You know, immediately after, you know, Krishna appeared, he went to Vrindavan or Gokul. Prabhupada was telling, they prayed for son like God, but they did not pray that, you know, he should be with me always. Yeah? So, when Krishna appeared, he went to Gokul. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai had the whole association of Krishna. So then, ultimately, this deity Vasudeva and Devaki was worshipping. So this deity came through all these generations, and later from Vasudeva and Devaki, this deity came to Krishna's hand. So Krishna was worshipping this deity of Guruvayurappan. So when Krishna was about to conclude his pastime, he said, Uddhava,
that you need to take care of this deity. In the next 7 days, this Dwaraka is going to be underwater. So you should take care of this deity. Then Uddhava, with the help of Guru and Vayu. Guru means Guru, Dev Guru, who is Brihaspati. Actually, Brihaspati, I think Brihaspati is the Guru of Uddhava also. And Vayu, Vayu Deva, both of them, all of them took this deity and started searching for a place to install this deity. Some places it says that while they were searching, they met Lord Parshuram on the way. In some places you won't see that. And it says that Parshuram also was searching for this deity, Guru Vairapan's deity. And Lord Parshuram directed them to this place, today known as Guruvayur. So, at that place, Lord Shiva was worshipping Vishnu. Now we have a Tirtham there which is called Rudra Tirtham. So those days, this Rudra Tirtham was extending from current Guruvayur to, you know, some of you must have visited the Mamiyur temple. How many of you visited Mamiyur temple? Okay. Lord Shiva's temple. So this lake was from here up to there. Then when all of them came there, Lord Shiva said that this is the place where Lord Guru Vairappa can be, you know, this deity of Vishnu can be installed. And then he said, I will go on the other side of the lake. And if you go to Guruvayur, when you come out, on the left side there is a, you know, Upadevata Devi temple is there, small temple. Okay? By the side, how many of you have seen Lord Shiva's photo? What is written there? Huh? Mamiyur temple, okay? Huh? Pray in that direction, something is written. It's written there, without the darshan of Lord Shiva, the darshan is incomplete. So one should have the darshan of Guru Vairappa as well as Lord Shiva, then only it is complete. So those who cannot go there, so they can look at that direction, the photo is kept there, look at that direction, look at that photo of Lord Shiva, pray, and she is in ecstasy. So, and then the darshan will be complete. So that is the brief history. So this, since this deity is installed by Guru and Vayu, Brihaspati and Vayu, this place came to know as Guruvayur. Now we go to the daily programs or rituals in Guruvayur. That's what I thought of touching at. So temple open at 3 a.m. Okay. So the first program is called Nirmalya. You know what is mala? This mala. Okay. Nirmala means no mala. Okay. Nirmalya means no mala. So what happened, the main pujari is called Melchandi. So you will hear the name, you know, when you go to Guruvayur, you will hear the name Melchandi, Kishandi, Odikan, Tandri, you know, all these different words you can hear in connection with the Guruvayur temple. So Melchandi means the main pujari. Kishandi means the pujaris, they are also pujaris supporting the main pujari. And Tandri means they are from traditional families and they know the Shastra and rituals and the Tandriya, you know, they are the people who actually, you know, anywhere who install the deities. They are Tandriyas. They are not Pujaris. They are called Tandriyas. You know. So traditionally, you know, it says that once they install a deity, they are considered as the guru of the installed deity. So the Tandri means a, you know, very highly respected position. And Tandri generally, they don't change. They will not change because it is coming from the traditional families. But the male Shandi will change. So recently, the Tandri came to South Vrindavan and we had good talks with the Guru Vayur Tandri. Very young. Maybe in his 30s. So, Mel Chandi, he gets up at 2:30 in the morning and then he takes a bath in the Rudra Tirtha and then he wears, what he wearing is called Ekavastra. You know, one Vastra like this, like Vaishnava. So, he wears that, then he will come to the Sri Kovil. Sri Kovil means Sanctum Sanctorium. And then he will wake up the Lord by blowing the conch shell. And also, you know, the traditional instrument called Nadaswara. Well, I think all the South Indians know Nadaswara, but I believe it is not there in the North. Is there, bro? Balavan, bro? No. In the North, it is not there. How many of you do not know Nadaswara? Have never seen? Okay. Then you maybe in Google you can search a South Indian marriage, you will definitely hear South Indian marriage video. UK. Very, very nice traditional instrument. So that traditional instrument will be there and the conch shell will be there to awake the Lord, wake up the Lord. And then at this point of time, you know, if you go to Gurudwara, many devotees go and stay there to have this Nirmalya Darshan. This is not for long period, it's only a short period, maybe I don't know, 10-15 minutes. Only Nirmalya Darshan is there. So, from east entrance and in west entrance, so many devotees will come inside to have this beautiful Darshan of the Lord. So, once the Melchandi opens the door, he go inside and he will start removing the previous day's decorations, including the garland. So, that is why it is called Nirmalya. So, with no decoration, you can see Guru Vairapan at that time. It's a rare darshan. One has to stay there. And then, after removing this decoration, he will give an oil bath. So, the, you know, there is precise quantity of oil which will be used, and that is called 6 nadi. You know, actually, all these measurements were there around 40-50 years before. Nadi. 4 nadi is 1 changadi. 10 changadi is 1 para. How many of you know this, Malayalis? Okay. Because we know it very well because during our childhood, this cashew season, they used to measure it like this. So we collect cashews and make our pocket money with. One changadi cashew, one para we never get. So like that. So it is 6 nadi means almost 1.5 liter. 1.5 liter oil. So with 1.5 liter oil, the Lord will be bathed. And then there is a lot of demand for this oil. So it is available, but It may not be from that, 1.5 liter. It must be mixed with oil, and then they must be giving. Otherwise, they can't meet the demand. Then the next, so this Nirmalya Darshan is around 3 to 3:10 early morning, 3 to 3:10. Then the next function is called Vaga Charta. How many of you know Vaga? Vaga, Vaga. What is Vaga? Plant. It's a tree. It's a tree. Vaka is, you know, there was plenty in Kerala, especially by the side of the road. You know, the tree which gives shade. It is having, you know, red color flowers. This is vaka. I hope it is the same. This is the vaka which I know. So it is written, I know, that they made powder from this vaka which is called nenmeni vaka. Nenmeni vaka. Okay. I don't know if it's the same vaka or different kind of vaka. So they make powder from this nenmeni vaka, and then that will be applied to the Lord's body, that powder. Powder made from vaka, applied to the Lord's body, so that is why that function is called vagacharta. Okay? Vagacharta. So the first one was nirmalyam, so we can understand from that word what exactly it is. Okay? So then the next one is vagacharta, covered with this powder. Then after covering, no, in between all this, there are darshan. We are not telling, you know, darshan is there. Every now and then we can have darshan. So this vagachata darshan also is there. Beautiful. So then after that, the powder is removed with a brush. After removing this powder, there is abhishekam. First they will use a conch shell and tirtham and do an abhishekam for the Lord. And then there is a jala abhishekam with suvarna kalasha. So they use a kalasha. First is with shanga, and then with a kalasha they will do the abhishekam. So that kalasha is called suvarna kalasha. So by that the abhishekam is over. So what are the functions we said? Early morning, nirmalyam, vagachart, and abhishekam. And after abhishekam, there is nivedyam. Nivedyam means offering. There is offering. Okay. So, in all the, even in the ISKCON, all ISKCON temple, where the deities are installed, I believe the name, the early morning, as the deity, you know, they woke up the deity in South Vrindavan also, they immediately after waking up the deity, they offer, payasam or some sweet. Immediately. This is called Balabhog. Balabhog. So I don't know in Guruvayur whether the same is used or not. But in there they do offering, and that offering is malar. What is malar in English? Puff, right? What is that, bro? Poha? Not poha. Every Malayali know what is malar, but others. Oh, Mori. Yeah, Mori. Mori? Puri. Okay. Puri, Mori, okay. Now you all understood what it is. That's important. Okay. Right. Beaten rice. Okay. Beaten rice, muri, puri, malar, whatever you understood, that is it. Okay. Puri vere? Okay. All right. You understood, you know, something made from, you know, grain. Okay. So this malar will be there. If you do not know, every day morning we have it here in the Tirumadiram, that white one, that's what it is. Rice plate. Okay, Google says rice plate. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. No, if we discuss on that, we will not. Okay, so that will be there. Then this good will be there. Then banana, special banana is there. In Kerala, we call it as kadali padam. Okay, a banana tree called kadali, and the skin is little bit not brown, like little bit ash shade is there on the skin, and it's very sweet. This is kadali. So kadali will be there, and all these things will be offered to the Lord in the morning. So this is the first nivedya, first offering. And from 4:15 to 4:30 there is called Usha Puja. Usha Puja means the early morning puja. So that time the Srikovil will be closed for a short period, and there is puja, and then again there is offering. And that offering is with ghee payasam. Okay. After Usha Puja there is again offering, which is ghee payasam, then ghee, then again banana, sugar and water. All these things will be offered during the Usha Puja time. So we had three main functions now. What was that? First one? Nirmalyam, Vagacharta, Usha Puja. Okay, in between, Nivedyam is there, bathing is there, Abhishekam is there, all those things are there. But these are the main functions. Then, after that, around 5:30 to 6:15, there is a puja called, in Malaya, this is Malayalam, Edirtha Puja. Edirtha means, opposing. Edirtha means opposing. Opposing puja. Opposing puja, why it is called opposing puja? By this time, sun has risen. Now, Guru Ayurappan is facing the sun. So, facing the sun is called opposing. Okay? So, that time they do a puja, that puja is called Edirtha Puja. Edirtha Puja means opposing puja. So, every name is having, some connection. Then, after this Edirtha Puja, from 6:15 to 7:15, there is something called Shiveli. Guruvayur Shiveli is very famous. Actually, the name is Sri Bali. Mataji is sitting there. Now I am getting shaky. Mataji is expert in Guruvayur. Alright. So, this is called Sri Bali. Sri Bali means there is offering to the Buddha Ganas and the Dwarapalakas. This is called Sri Bali. What is happening at that time? The Melchandi will come out. Good. Next song. So, now, all these Dwarapalakas and the Bhudaganas, they are all, serving the Lord. So, the Lord want to take care of them. So, the Lord himself will come out. The Ulsava Murthy will come out. And one of the Kishandi, with this Ulsava Murthy, will go on top of the elephant. And the Melchandi will walk with some flowers. And then another Kishandi will walk with Nivedya. So, all these Bhudaganas, they are all represented by the stones there. So, as they walk, now the Lord is supervising, sitting on top of the elephant. And this elephant and this two Kishchandis, they will circumambulate three times. And during that process, they will offer to this Bhudaganas and the Dwarapalakas. So, this is called morning Shiveli or morning Sri Bali. So, while this procession is going on, there will be a lot of instrument, and you can see. How many of you have seen the Shivali? Okay. Someone will walk in front with the, you know, kind of Deepa. Deepa. They will be so close to the elephant, those who are not familiar with, you know, they will become a little bit fearful. If you are standing inside, you will be very close to the elephant. And this, you know, sometimes, I don't know, for all the Shivalis, all three elephants are there or not. Manji? Okay. You know, I think most of the time in the evening, the last Shivali, three are there. Okay. Morning, I'm not sure. So, when three elephants are there, it's a real scene. No? There is not so much of space, and the elephant at the center will be a gigantic one, and two will be on both sides with less height. And, you know, all the elephants will be like, you know, touching each other, no, pressing each other. And then they walk. So one devotee was telling me the first time when they saw Shivali, suddenly they were looking and three elephants are coming, and then they started running. And suddenly they entered one room of the temple. Usually no one can enter those rooms. And they said, you know, they run and went inside that room. As if, you know, by seeing these three elephants suddenly coming. So elephants in Guruvayur are very, very special. So you must have heard about one elephant called Guruvayur Keshavan, you know. So on an Ekadashi day, he came and then he paid obeisance to Guruvayur elephant, and then he left the body. Very special elephant. Still that elephant's tusk is there in front of Guruvayur temple. So, that is morning Shivali. Then we have, the next one is called Navaka Abhishekam. So, here, why Nava means what? Nine. So they use nine silver pots for the Abhishekam of the Lord. So that is why it is called Navaka Abhishekam. And during Mandala Puja time, you know what is Mandala Puja time? In Malayalam, that month is called Vrishika. It's around, I think, November, December. So this is Mandala. That means that is the time when people generally go to Sabarimala. So from different states, so many devotees will come to Guru. At that time, you know, it's too much rush. And this Mandala time, generally we don't go. Because it's too much rush. So during Mandala Puja, sometimes they do other Abhishekam also with Panchagavya. Along with this Navaka Abhishekam, they will do Panchagavya Abhishekam also. And then after this Abhishekam, Navakabhishekam. This is called Navakabhishekam. The Lord will be decorated with Chandan. And this Chandan which they apply above the waist is called Kulit Chandan. You know what is Kulit Chandan? You know Madhavendripuri story, no? Madhavendripuri was bringing Chandan from Bengal, I think. So, that was for cooling the deity. So similarly, Kulit Chandan means, Kulit means cooling. The Chandan which will cool the body of the Lord. That is why it is called Kulit Chandan. So Kulit Chandan will be applied on the body of the Lord. Then, there is Alankara. Alankara means there are different Alankaras for the Lord. Depends on, just like Narasimha Chaturdashi, they may do Alankar of Lord Narasimhadev. Sometimes you will see him with in his hand venna is there, you know, butter is there, and sometimes you will see in the Alankara he will be sitting on a string. It's very surprising how they decorate like that, and one should be very fortunate enough to understand what is the Alankara. You know, sometimes you know you can't easily make. What is the Alankara? You know? one need to be really, really fortunate. Otherwise, no, you can't make out what is alankara. So beautiful. Then this alankara will be done. Then there are darshans. Then there is the next function 8 to 9, which is called Pandiradi Puja. You know, Pandiranda means how much? 12. Pandiranda means Pandiranda. Pandiranda in Malayalam. It is not Pandiranda. Pandiranda may be Tamil. You know, Pandiranda is in Malayalam is 12. So Pandiradi Puja, how this name? It says, at that point of time, the length of a man's shadow is 12 feet. Okay. Everything was Vedic that time. No? We'll think what it is all about. But you know, that time the sun's position will be like that. The length of the shadow is 12 feet. The puja which is doing at that point of time is called Pandiradi Puja. Pandiradi Puja. So during this Pandiradi Puja, sometimes, you know, what time the Tandri woke up? Pujari? 2:30, you know, during this Pandiradi Puja, sometimes he will go and take rest. And then we have Noon Puja. Uccha Puja. Okay? This is called Uccha Puja in Malayalam. And for everyone's understanding, it's Uccha means noon. Okay? This is called Noon Puja. So here it says, as per Shastra, the Lord accepts puja in three different ways. One is called Deva Mukha Puja, means accepting the puja through the deity. This is called Deva Mukha Puja. And the second one is called Agni Mukha Puja. Agni Mukha Puja means accepting puja through Homa Agni. And the third one is called Brahmana Mukha Puja. Brahmana Mukha Puja means worshipping a Brahmana like the representative of Lord. So in Guruvar, Noon Puja is Brahmana Mukha Puja. So it says that the Nivedim will be offered to the Lord. I don't know where exactly the same time. One Brahmana will be offered the Nivedyam in one of the building around. Those buildings is called Tidapalli or Vadil Madam. Tidapalli, I don't know what is Tidapalli. Madhaji, you know, Tidapalli in the area. Boga preparing place? Okay. Uttubara, okay. Uttubara to Chiranalas. Okay. Next to Uttubara. Uttubara means where all the preparations are kept. Okay. So Vadil Madam must be the entrance room next to the entrance. So anyway, the Brahmana will be sitting one of these places, and then the main pujari will offer him all this Nivedya as representative of the Lord. So this is called Uccha Puja, means Noon Puja. Then by this time, then the temple will be closed at around 12:30. Then the temple opened only at 4:30. So then 4:30 there is another Shiveli. Shiveli means Sribali, which is called Uccha Shiveli. Uccha means again noon. Even though it is at 4:30, this is called Uccha Shiveli. That means the Dwarapalakas and the Bhudaganas are offered Nivedyam same way like in the morning at 4:30. Okay? So there noon prasadam is at 4:30. So this is, that's why it is called Uccha Siveli, noon Siveli. So there is another one also, I don't know whether we can reach up to there. So this, it's all already 9 o'clock. So in the night there is another Siveli, which is called Atada Siveli. Atada Siveli. Atada means supper. Supper Siveli. So here also the elephant will be there. Then accompanying elephants will be there. Accompanying elements, elephants means both side elephant will be there, and the elephant will be decorated with I don't know what it's called in Nettipattam in Malayalam, but in English there is you know, many things are not available in English. In England it is not there. Huh? Yeah, you can say ornament. You know, ornament is something like this, but you know, elephant's Nettipattam is something different. You know, it is having bubbles and very shiny. Just by seeing itself, you will feel like to do this. It's so aristocratic. So what happened at this time around 4:30? You know, the sunlight will fall on this decoration on the elephant, which is having a lot of bubbles, shiny bubbles, and all the light will be reflecting, and it's a very wonderful desert. Then there is when the Lord is on top of the elephant, there will be sometimes the boys will be sitting and they do the chamara will be there, and the umbrella will be there, holding umbrella, and they move the umbrella and the chamara in a very very wonderful fashion. It's very nice dasan, in a skillful way. So everything, there is a method of moving the hand. So that's Uccha Siveli. Then evening there is, after Uccha Siveli, 6:15 to 6:45 there is Deeparadhana. Deeparadhana means evening puja. So that time all the deepas around the temple will be lighted, and there is Deepa Stamba also. You can see at the front where the people do their nercha. There is a Deepa Stamba. So even to reach the Deepa Stamba, it's very high. The ladder which they are using is also made of stone. You have seen how they are climbing on that stone ladder and putting the wicks and the oil there. Everything very traditional. So Deeparadhana at 6:15 to 6:45. There is Aridhi with Ghilamb and Karpura Deepa. It says that those devotees who have darshan of this evening puja, they will feel that all their papas and durvasanas will fly away. You know what is durvasana? What is that? Durvasana is attachment? Yeah. Bad intentions. Desires which are not favorable. So they will feel like everything is flying away when they have the darshan. Even if you go inside that temple compound, you will feel the vibration. You don't feel like to come out. You will feel like to. Now, most of the time, what happens to all of us? We go and we want to have quick darshan and come out and like that. But try to go to Guruvayur one day, very leisurely. Have darshan, come out, sit there, chant one round, like that. Don't look at the watch, it means. Just stay inside for a long time and feel the vibration. All our, most of our pilgrimages are rushing. like in one day we want to have so much of darshan, but you know, we may not get the best of it. We can do that for the first time, but when we do, you know, the next time, feel free, spend time. Any darshan. So this is Deeparadhana, and then probably little 2-3 minutes more only. Finish that 12. Then there is Atharva Puja. Atharva Puja means? Atharva means dinner. Atharva Puja means puja at dinner time. Okay. So during this Atharva Puja, there is another offering is there. There is Ada. You know, Ada means with the banana leaf, you know, the rice powder, made a paste, then coconut, sugar or jaggery, one of this you can use. This is called Ada. How many of you have not eaten Ada anytime? Yeah, everyone has. Okay, then you know what is Ada. For Devasri and one more was here, we will make Ada for you, okay? Another, some, huh? Today Ada is there? Huh? Oh? Huh? Ada or Vada? It's only one letter difference, no? Instead of Vada, you may serve Vada. So, Vada or Ada? Huh? Vada? Ada? Okay. One of the two is there for prasadam, vada or ada. Okay, so this ada is there, then this betel leaf will be offered, then supari, in Malayalam it is called adakya, and there is sugar, payasam, pal payasam will be offered, then ada, this another ada, ada pradaman. You know ada pradaman? Okay, it's another gear made of Ada. Okay. So all this will be offered to the Lord at Atharva Puja. That means dinner. Then the last function of the day is called Atharva Sriveli. Okay, Atharva Sriveli or Sribeli. So this is again offering to the Budhaganas and the Dwarapalakas. So how many times offering to the Budhaganas and Dwarapalakas? Three times. Mornings, noon and Atharshi. Okay. So after this, there is something called Tripuka. Tripuka. Puka means smoke. So this smoke is made from Chandan. Aguru is made from a tree which is having fragrance, and then another one is called Gulgulu. Gulgulu, Chandan, Aguru and Gulgulu. So this Gulgulu also is a tree product. So this smoke and you know, the inside the Sri Kovil, all this smoke will be there, and there will be wonderful smell, and the smell will come out also, not only in the Sri Kovil. The whole area will be covered by this particular smell, this transcendental smell covers. And then it says that this smell is very good for health, and there is healing effect. And the last part is a warrior. Any warrior from Kerala here? No. No worries. Okay. Then it's okay. So, generally warrior means traditionally connected to temple, the community is connected to the temple, and they generally make garlands. They are warriors. So, one of the warrior will submit the account to Guru Ayurappan. In the night, you know, the account will be written on a palm leaf. Okay. And then he will read the account to Guru Ayurappan in the night. and by that, so by that, one day of Guruvayur temple ends there. Shri Guruvayurappan ki, Shri Prabhupada ki. So we recited the first verse of Narayaniyam, and now we said we will recite the last two verses also, and then we will think like we recited the whole Narayaniyam. At night. So that oil is from the morning bathing oil? Okay. That oil. Okay. So that must be oil bath to the deity. From the foot. Okay. Right, okay. Hare Krishna. So this, the last two verses, I think most of you know, so probably you may think. Yogindranam todangeshwadiga sumaduram mukti bhajam nivaso bhaktanam kama varsha judaruti salayam nathate padamulam nityam chittastidamme pavanapurapate Krishna Karunya Sindho Kripa Nisheshata Padishabhata Mananda Sandoha Lakshmi Ajnatvate Mahatvam Yediha Nigadidam Vishwanadha Tameda Stotram Chaitas Sahasrottaram Adhigataram Sotprasadaya Bhuya Dvedha Narayaniyam Sudishuja Janusha Sutyata Varnanena Spidam Leelavatarairidihamiha Gurudam Ayura Rogya Saukhyam. So we imagine that we recited the whole Narayaniyam, and whoever is present here and all the devotees, all will have Ayur Arogya Saukhyam. Srimad Narayaniyam ki, Jaisala Prabhupada ki. Yes.